Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Before I start, I just want to greet each and every one of you advance happy Thanksgiving.
祝每个人感恩节快乐。
And we all know that, come to think of it, every day should be a happy Thanksgiving, isn't it?
想一想看，每天都应该是一个快乐的感恩节。
Because we need to count our blessings one by one.
我们需要来一一的数算主的恩典。
And the hymn says, we will just be surprised what the Lord has done.
我们只是需要把主所给我们的在供他。
You know, when we think of what has blessed us, how the Lord blessed us,
我们看主是怎样祝福我们的。
Then our prayer instead of whining will become thanksgiving.
我们的祷告不再是哭泣，而是变成了赞美。
Instead of complaining, it will be rejoicing.
不再是抱怨，而是欢喜快乐。
And this is the purpose why God put us on this earth.
这就是神把我们放在地上的一个目的。
Even though we go through trials and tribulations,
虽然我们经过试炼和痛苦，
which is no exception,
这没有一个例外。
But we are different.
但是我们不一样。
If we go through trials and tribulations,
如果我们经过试炼和痛苦，
we know that He is with us.
我们知道他与我们同在。
You know the hymn that we sang a while ago, I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day.
我们刚才唱的诗歌，我不知道明天怎么样，我只是一天天的生活。
But I know who holds tomorrow. I know He holds my hand.
我知道谁掌握明天，我知道谁握着我的手。
For this cause, we just want to be thankful to God.
为了这个原因，我们要向上感谢。
Because we are not alone.
因为我们是孤单的。
We are walking together.
我们与主同行。
And we had a future.
我们有一个未来。
He is bringing us to glory.
他要与我们在荣耀里头做王掌。
For this cause, we want to thank him.
为了这个原因，我们要感谢他。
Now today, I still want to continue to share with you concerning the principle of service.
今天我们继续来交通关于服事的原则。
So let's turn our Bible to Nehemiah chapter 1.
我们来翻到尼希米记第一章。
Let's read the whole chapter.
我们来读整本整本第一章。
I'll read first in English, then.Our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，我们一起来读中文。
Okay, chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chislew, in the 20th year as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the are in great affliction. And the wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates therefore are burned with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God,that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night. For the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. Verse 7.We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgment which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word of thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, If ye press, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of heaven,Yet I will gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day,And grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer.
我们一起来读尼希米记第一章。哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王二十年，基斯流月， 我在书山城中，那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷，说，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人、守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看、侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命律典章，求你记所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中，但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今恒通，在王面前蒙恩。我是做王久正的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we humble ourselves before you,
主，我们今天早上在你面前谦卑。
Lord, we pray that you forgive us of all our trespasses.
请你来饶恕我们所有的过犯。
Lord, forgive us of all our shortcomings.
赦免我们所有的缺点。
Oh, that through the king of your blood.
借着你宝洁净
that we renew our fellowship with you.
我们能够复兴与你的交通
Lord, we pray that you once again speak to us.
我们祷告你再次向我们说话
Especially in this perverse, crazy generation.
尤其是在这个弯曲悖谬的时代
We need your speaking.
我们需要你的话语
That your word be a light unto our path.
你的话语能成为我们脚前的灯
One day that we can walk worthily of your calling.
我们能够所行的与所蒙的恩相称
Oh, that when you come back, we will be rewarded by you.
当你回来的时候，我们能够蒙你的奖赏
Lord, we pray that you speak to us.
主，我们祷告，请你向我们说话
Speak, Lord, your servant, listen.
请讲，你的仆人静听
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告
Service is just a very important role in our Christian life.
服事是在我们基督徒生活里面一个非常重要的任务
So when we stand before God, at least we hold three positions.
当我们站在神面前的时候，我们有三个位置
Firstly, we are a sinner.
首是罪人
Secondly, we are sons.
其次我们是
Thirdly, we are servants.
第三仆人
As sinners, that problem has already been taken away.
那个作为罪人那个问题已经解决了
Because by faith in Him, by faith in Him,
借着在他里面的信
Our sins are washed away.
我们的罪被洗去。
All the sins were upon His Son Jesus Christ on the cross.
所有的罪在十字架上，在他儿子的身上。
That's why the Bible tells us, therefore there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
所以在圣经里讲，在他里面再也不定罪了。
Judgment of God has passed.
神的审判已经过去。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Today we can break His bread and drink this cup.
今天我们能够拨他的饼，喝他的杯。
Because of the salvation which He had accomplished for us on the cross.
是因着他在十字架上。为我们所完成的救恩
But it doesn't stop right there.
但是不在这里停下来
Not only he washed away our sins,
不光他洗去我们的罪
He gave us his divine life in us.
他把他属天的生命赐给我们
Thus we are no longer strangers and foreigners.
所以我们不再是客旅
We are members of the household of God.
我们家中的人
To be more practical, we are sons before him.
更实际的说我们在他面前是儿子
And because we are sons, sometimes we are what?Being disciplined by him.
因着我们是儿子，所以我们被他管教。
You know, a lot of times people say, "Oh, the Lord hates me." The Lord never hates his children.
有的时候我们说神恨我，神从来不恨他的儿女。
As unbelievers, they are punished.
作为不信的人，他们被惩罚。
But our children of God, we are disciplined.
作为神的儿女，我们被管教。
That we might be that kind of a person God wants us to be.
所以我们能够成为神要我们成为的人。
That we might become that person worthy of His calling.
所以我们能够成为那个蒙他与他所蒙的恩相称的人。
That when people see us, they see the image of Christ being expressed through us.
他们人看到我们的时候，能够看到基督的荣耀从我们彰显出来。
This is the position as sons.
这是神儿子的地位。
The third position.
第三个地位。
We are servants.
我们是仆人。
Now the first Peter said.
彼得前书说,
we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
我们是被拣选的族类, 是君尊的祭司。
Therefore, save us with a purpose that we might serve Him.
所以神有一个目的, 使我们来服侍他。
And if we are here to serve Him,
如果我们是在这里服侍他,
then that demands us to be faithful.
就要需要我们忠心。
Because one day God will take account what we have done.
有一天神要来数算我们所做的。
Are we faithful or not?
我们是忠心的吗?
You know, degraded Christianity always puts something in our mind that is not right.
基督教总是会把一些不正确的想法放在我们脑子里。
They say that only a group of people is serving God and we are just the laymen.
只有一部分的人，特定的人是神的仆人，我们这些人只不过就是layman，外行人。
Today, every one of us is a servant to God. Whether you are a young child,
不管你是年轻的小孩子,
whether you are parents,
或者是父母,
every person is a servant to God.
每一个人都是神的仆人。
You know, as parents, the Lord gave us your children.
作为父母,
not only to raise them up,
不光是把他们养大,
but to raise them according to His purpose.
而是照着神的目的把他们养大。
And therefore, we need to be faithful in taking care of our children.
所以我们在养育儿女的事情上有忠心。
Because these children are God's inheritance.
因为这些儿女是神的产业。
Practically speaking, it's not yours.
实际来讲, 这些儿女不是你的,
it belongs to God.
是神的,
and therefore we need to raise them up according to God's purpose.
所以我们要照着神的旨意来养育他们。
And there are so many more examples.
还有很多更多的例子。
Well, the point is, every one of us is a servant to God.
重点就是每一个人都是神的仆人。
And therefore we should go along with His principle in serving Him.
所以我们要遵照他的
Last week, last time I came here, there are about five principles we go through.
上次我们讲到了五个原则。
Firstly, after we got saved, we should have a loving heart towards God in serving Him.
首先我们要有爱他的心来服侍他。
If we don't have that loving heart,
如果我们没有爱他的心,
then service to Him is altogether a burden.
服侍他就成了一个重担。
But if we love God,
如果我们爱神,
it is always a joy. Yes, God promises us that serving Him is always a smooth sailing.
神从来没有应许说服侍他是一件容易的事情。
But when we love Him,
但是当我们爱他的时候,
all things count nothing.
这些事情都不算什么。
Because we know we are serving the person whom we love so much.
因为我们知道我们在服侍一个我们如此之爱的人。
Oh, we love Him because He first loved us.
我们爱他是因他先爱了我们。
Secondly, we should know that He is the one who is our God.
第二，我们要知道说他是我们的神。Psalms
100 verse 3 says,
诗篇133篇,
For He is our Lord,
因着他是我们的主,
it is He who created us and not we ourselves.
他是造我们的主。
Therefore, He is the one who is leading us.
所以他是带领我们的神。
Everything is after Him.
每一件事都是为了他。
The Bible, the hymn we sang a while ago,
我们所唱的诗歌,
it says, Enter the veil, behold that glorious Christ.
进入幔内来瞻仰主的荣耀。
This is to acknowledge that He is the head.
我们这是承认说他是那个头。
Thirdly, we should also realize we are what? His subjects.
首先, 第三点, 我们要承认我们是顺服他的。
The latter Psalms 100, it says,
诗篇100篇说,
We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
我们是他的民, 是他草场的羊。
Therefore, the principle is this, He leads, we follow.
所以原则是他带领, 我们跟从。
Then number four,
第四点,
We should be willing to what? Give up the thing we love most.
我们需要放弃我们最爱的东西。
In other words, Christ should have first place in all things.
换句话说，基督应该在凡事上居首位。
A lot of times, this thing that we love, it might be a person, it might be a thing, but it always had a conflict of interest in our loving and serving God.
有的时候我们所爱的是一个人或者一个事物，但是与爱主和服侍神有一个冲突。
Every time it has a conflict,
每一次当有一个冲突的时候
then we always need to make a choice.
我们就需要做一个决定
If God should be the priority,
如果神是第一位
then everything is secondary.
其他的事情都是其次的
And this is the principle of service.
这就是服事的原则
It's not what I want, it's what God wants.
不是我想要的而是神想要的
The last one,
第五
willing to be broken.
是愿意被破坏
you know,
破碎
this person of ours needs to be broken.
我们这个人需要被破碎
this self needs to be broken.
这个己需要被破碎
why it needs to be broken?
为什么需要被破碎呢
because this self always has a tendency to be independent of God.
因为我们总是有一个倾向需要独立于神
we want to serve God by our own means.
我们想要靠自己的方法来服侍
神 we want to serve God by our own will.
我们需要靠自己的意志来服侍神。
But serving God shouldn't be that way.
但是服侍神不是这样。
Serving God should be totally dependent on the one who is leading us.
服侍神应该是完全仰赖于那位带领我们的神。
And if we are dependent on Him,
如果我们依靠他
then God's purpose is fulfilled.
神的旨意就完成。
And the result is we become that servant God wants us to be.
那个结果就是我们成为神所想要我们成为的仆人。
Secondly, we are transformed from glory to glory.
我们就荣耀变成主的形象荣耀上加
荣 most important of all,
最后也是最重要的
this, when this vessel is broken,
当这个器皿被破碎以后
then the treasure is manifested
那个就被彰显出来
that's why the Bible tells us we are, have a treasure in earthen vessels
所以圣经上说我们有个宝贝在那个瓦器里面
for this treasure to be broken for this treasure to be manifested
想要这个宝贝彰显出来
the vessels need to be broken
这个器皿需要被破碎
Indeed, there are a lot of things in us need to be broken.
的确是我们有很多事情需要被破碎。
Sometimes it is our pride.
有的时候是骄傲。
Maybe it's our self-confident.
有的时候是自信。
So a lot of times God just zero in that things that need to be fixed.
很多时候神就针对那一点需要被破碎的那一点。
And He increased that pressure.
他就把那个压力增加。
Until we yield to Him.
直到我们降服于他
When we yield to him,
当我们降服于他的时候
then his purpose is fulfilling us.
他的目的在我们身上就完成
Now today I want to continue concerning the principles of service.
今天我们继续来交通服事的原则
Based on Nehemiah chapter 1
根据于尼希米记第一章
A lot more principles that are written here.
在这里出了很多的原则
You know, in the service of God,
在神的服事里面
as I already mentioned, sometimes we endure some trials.
在服事神的里面，我们有的时候会经过试炼
sometimes we go some testing.
有的时候会经过一些测验
and sometimes we just don't know how to respond.
有的时候我们甚至不知道该怎么反应。
Now the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah itself as a person gives us some principles on how to go through these trials and testing.
尼希米就在这里面给了我们一些如何来经过这些试炼和测验的反应。
We know Nehemiah is the king's cupbearer.
我们知道尼希米是酒政。
You know, he is a captive to Babylon.
他是被被掳到巴比伦的。
In other words, he is an enemy of the state.
换句话说，他是仇人敌人的属于敌人的。
Oh, but God,
属于仇敌的。
But God is so merciful to this person Nehemiah.
但是神对尼希米非常有怜悯。
From an enemy of the state.
成了被逼的拥有的东西。
God, this king favored him.
这个王对他有恩典。
Put him as a cupbearer of the king.
使他成为酒政。
You know, a cupbearer of the king is a very important position at that time.
酒政是一个非常重要的位置。
Because a lot of people are trying to assassinate the king.
因为很多人想要刺杀王。
And one of the methods is poisoning.
其中一个方法就是通过毒药。
And so he needs some cupbearer in order to protect the king's life.
所以他需要一些酒政来保护王的生命。
And this cupbearer should be trusted.
这个酒政是需要被信任的。
Now for Nehemiah, a Jew, to be trusted by the king of Babylon is really the mercy of God.
对于尼希米一个犹太人，能够被王所信任，实在是神的恩典。
And he had a good life.
他也有一个非常好的生活。
But all the other Jews are doing hard labor.
其他犹太人都在做一些非常厉害的工作。
He is living in the presence of the king.
他却活在王的面前。
He doesn't need to worry about his finances or food or lodging.
他不需要担的财政、他的居住和他的食物。
But there is a thing in Nehemiah.
但是在尼希里面有一个特点。
Even though life.
虽然他有非常好的生
活 He never forget where he came from.
但他从来没有忘记他从哪里来。
That's why when some people came from Jerusalem,
所以有些人从耶路撒冷来的时候
reporting to him that the wall of the city is broken down,
跟他讲说耶路撒冷的城墙被毁坏。
The gates are burned with fire.
城门被火焚烧。
And all the people have been suffering a great affliction.
这些人这犹大省的人遭大难。
Immediately, Nehemiah started to weep.
立即尼希米就开始哀哭。
You know, Nehemiah doesn't really should be concerned.
尼希米按理说不应当有这些焦虑。
Because firstly, he is very far away from Jerusalem anymore.
首先他离犹大耶路撒冷很远。
Secondly, in his position,
其次在他的位置上。
There is really, how could he help as a cupbearer?
作为酒弄他怎么能够做什么?
It's so big a project to help the people in Jerusalem.
帮助耶路撒冷的人是一个非常大的工程。
So not to be concerned is just but normal.
如果他不为这件事情担心是一个非常的事情。
But Nehemiah is concerned.
但是尼希米非常的担心。
So the first thing he did, when he heard of this bad news, he started to weep.
所以当他听到这个坏消息的时候，他就开始哭泣。
He is concerned about the situation in Jerusalem.
他非常关心耶路撒冷的情况。
You know, the first acid test, whether we love God or not, is that we care about our brothers.
所以第一个测验，我们是不是爱神，就是我们是不是爱我们的弟兄。
In other words, if you love God,
换句话说，如果你爱神，
you should also love the brothers and sisters.
你就应该爱弟兄和姊妹。
If you said you love God and you don't care about the brothers and sisters, this is a big problem.
如果你爱神，这却不关心弟兄姊妹，那这里就有问题。
Nehemiah is different.
尼希米不一样。
When he hear of the news, he start to weep.
当他听到这个消息之后，他就开始悲哀。
To him, what happened to the saints in Jerusalem also what is happening to him.
发生在耶路撒冷的圣徒的身上的事也发生在他身上。
The hardship that they are going through is the hardship he is going through.
在他们身上所遭的大难也是他身上所经历的大
难。Why, brothers and sisters? Because we are members one of another.
因为我们是基督里面的肢体。
When members suffer, everybody suffer.
当一个肢体受苦的时候，所有的肢体都受苦。
You know, this past I have this show called shoulder injury.
去两个礼拜，我的肩膀受伤。
You know, when we're getting old, these things happen. You know.
当我们老的时候年老的时候我们会有这些事情发生。
One is high blood pressure, the other thing is rotator cuff injury.
一方面是血压高一方面是我的肩胛骨受伤。
It's a never ending story.
这是一个没有截止的事情。
But the thing is, even though the shoulder has an injury, the whole body suffer.
虽然我的肩膀受伤我整个身体都受苦。
Is that also what happened to you?
这是不是发生在你身上
？Today, brothers and sisters, what happened to other brothers and sisters also happened to us.
发生在其他弟兄姊妹身上的事也发生在我们身上。
When good things happen, we rejoice together.
当好事情发生，我们一起欢喜快乐。
When a bad thing happens, everybody will suffer.
当坏事情发生的时候，所有人都受苦。
That's why when we are serving God,
所以当我们服侍神的时候
，we need also to love the brothers and sisters.
我们需要来爱弟兄姊妹。
This is a very important point.
这是一个非常重要的点。
But being concerned is not enough.
但是关心也不够。
When Nehemiah heard of the news,
当尼希米听见这个消息以后
，not only he wept,
不光是他哭泣
，he started to pray for the situation in Jerusalem.
他也在神的面前祈祷。
Brother and sister, prayer is the most important thing in the service.
在服事里面，祷告是最重要的事情。
A lot of times in our concept is just what I need to do.
很多时候我们在想说，我们能做什么呢
？The first thing we need to do is to drop our knees and pray.
第一件事情，我们应当是跪下来祈祷。
And not only we need to pray,
不光我们需要祷告
，we need to pray unceasingly.
我们需要不停止的祷告。
Look at chapter one.
看第一章。
Verse one, verse two says. Verse four says, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
第四节，我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷。
And remember, verse one it says, and it came to pass in the month of Chisleu.
是在第二节讲到基斯流月。
It is at the month of Chisleu.
是在基斯流月的时候。
When Nehemiah heard the news, he started to pray.
你听见这话开始祷告的。
Now in chapter two.
在第二章。
And it came to pass, verse one, and came to pass in the month of Nisan.
是斩月。
He complained.
他一直在祷告。
Beginning from the month of Chisleu to the month of Nisan is about 4 months.
从基斯流月到尼散月是四个月的时间。
Nehemiah continued to pray.
尼希米一直在祷告。
Until God works.
直到神开始做工。
You see, this is a very important thing.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
You know, sometimes when we saw some problems arising in our service,
有的时候当我们看到服事里有些问题
，Yes, we start to pray.
我们就开始祷告。
But we expect God to act immediately.
我们希望神能够马上开始工作。
But if God, didn't act immediately,
如果神没有马上开始工作
，Gradually this burden start to what? to vanish away. Maybe you start to pray every day.
也许你开始每天祷告,
then afterwards, once a week.
然后就每一星期祷告一次,
then afterwards, we feel like if God doesn't want to do anything about it, then let's forget everything.
那如果你觉得说神不想为这件事情做工,
but Nehemiah is different. He continued to pray for 4 months until the chapter verse 1.
直到, 第二章的第一节的时候,
God do something.
神就开始做一些事情,
you know how we need to pray unceasingly. Unceasingly we pray for the brothers and sisters. Unceasingly to pray for the condition of the church. And also pray for what the things going around us.
而且为我们,
when he prayed,
当他祷告的时候,
God start to work.
神开始工作,
God's, you know, this king start to see the appearance of Nehemiah is somewhat different.
亚达薛西王就看见尼希米脸上的表情开始有变化。
Then the king said, why are you so sad?
你为什么脸上有愁容呢?
Is there anything I can help you?
你有什么事要我做吗?
You see, so Nehemiah tell the whole story.
这个尼希米就开始把他的故事讲出来。
Then the king replied, what is your request?
那你那个王就说, 你要什么呢?
You know, the tendency is, if I ask you what is your request, you start to give us the whole list what I need to do.
我们常常是当我问你要什么的时候，你会把所有的事情都讲出来。
But the Bible tells us Nehemiah prayed to the God of heaven.
但圣经上讲说，尼希米就默祷天上的神。
He seeks things first.
他首先寻求帮，寻求指示。
What God in his mouth to tell the king.
他需要寻能放在他嘴里面的话。
And you know whatever he said when God revealed to him, then whatever he said, the king provides.
当神启示给他的时候，他无论说什么，神都应允。
But that doesn't end here. But that doesn't end here.
但是没有在这里停止。
When he went to Jerusalem,
当他到了耶路撒冷的时候,
viewed the condition of the city,
因着那个耶路撒冷城的光景,
then he also started to pray how the Lord will guide him to rebuild the city walls.
他也开始祷告, 希望神带领他怎么样来重建耶路撒冷。
And we know he met a lot of opposition.
我们知道他遇到很多困难。
Firstly, the opposition started to what? To ridicule Nehemiah.
首先是那些人来讽刺嘲笑尼希米。
They say that even if the wall is built,
甚至这个城墙能够建起来,
if the facts run over it, it will all fall down.
就是狐狸上去也能够辞倒。
In other words, it will not last long.
换句话说, 这不可能持续很久。
You know, what did Nehemiah do? He started to pray.
尼希米做什么呢? 他开始祷告。
He's not there to defend himself, he started to pray.
他没有为自己辩护,
但是开始祷告。 Because this is the work God started.
这是神开始的工作。
It is God who will be what? Be responsible to what? To supply him with.
神也会供应他所需要的。
And God will the one to establish the work.
神也开始建立这个工作。
But the enemy continued to threaten Nehemiah.
但是这个仇敌继续来威胁尼希米。
They try to kill Nehemiah.
他们想要来杀死尼希米。
He said, you know, let's go, come and gather together at Plains of Ono.
我们来到俄。 阿挪的平原来见面。
It means to say they come together in one place and he will kill Nehemiah.
他们在那个地方见面的时候就想把尼希米杀死。
But because Nehemiah is a man of prayer,
但是因为尼希米是一个祷告的人,
God gave him the wisdom not to accept this kind of a deception.
所以神就给他这个智慧, 让他不要去接受这个邀请。
Then the enemy used another method.
所以仇敌用了另外一个办法,
to trick him, to fall into the trap.
想要来, 引诱他进入那个圈套。
And they said, let's hide yourself in the holy place.
那你就藏到圣殿里去吧。
And you will be safe.
你就在那里就安全了。
But Nehemiah, God gave him wisdom.
但是神又给尼希米智慧。
Reminding him that he is not a priest.
并他说他不是一个祭司。
Only a priest can go into the holy place.
只有祭司可以进到圣所。
Because if Nehemiah will go to the holy place,
如果尼希米去了,
then there is a ground for accusation against Nehemiah.
就有一个控告他的理由。
You see, every single step Nehemiah went through,
你看尼希米所走的每一步,
before he started to do anything, he started to pray.
在他所做每一件事情之前, 他都开始祷告。
And God gave him the wisdom to overcome each and every opposition.
神给他智慧胜过每一个困难。
Now this is only the outward problem.
这是外面的, 问题。
And there is also some inside problem.
在里面也有问题。
One of the problems is that these people who came back from Babylon are only a little portion.
从巴比伦回来的人只是一小部分。
They are, according to records, only 10% of those who came back, of those who are captive.
在被掳的人中只有, 10%的人回来。
Now how could this small group of people rebuild the wall of Jerusalem?
这么小的人怎么能够重建耶路撒冷的城墙呢?
You know what? Nehemiah started to pray.
但是尼希米开始祷告。
And not only that, he with his prayer, God gave him the wisdom to correct the
所以神也给他这个智慧来修正这个。
At that time, a lot of people is suffering.
那个时候很多人在非常贫穷。
Because the nobles are, you know, lending these poor people some money.
因为那贵族借给穷人钱。
And because they don't have money, they try to mortgage their land and their houses.
所以他们就抵押了他们的房子和他们的葡萄园。
And you know, the nobles charge usury.
所以这个贵族就开始取利。
In other words, high interest.
是高利。
To such an extent, these people had no way to pay the debts.
所以百姓就没有办法还这个债。
Now, Nehemiah, God gave him wisdom to correct this mistake.
所以尼希米就神给他智慧来矫正这个错误。
To such an extent, the noble agreed to give back all this land and houses back to the poor people.
到了一个地步，这些贵族们同意把所有的葡萄园和房子还给百姓。
Another thing.
另一件事。
Through prayer, God gave the wisdom to.For Nehemiah to gather these people together,
神给尼希米智慧的把所有的百姓聚集起来。
Not only to build the wall,
不光是建这个城墙
，but also to become to oppose the enemy.
是也成为一个军队来抵挡这个敌人。
Brothers and sisters, we know how important prayer is.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道祷告是何等的重要。
Every time certain situation arrive,
每一次当一个情况出来的时候
，whether it's a personal problem or a corporate problem,
不管是个人的问题，是团体的问题
，we need to drop down on our knees and pray.
我们需要跪下来向神祈求。
When we drop down on our knees to pray,
当我们跪下来祷告的时候
，we can stand tall against every single temptation and trials.
我们可以面对所有的试炼和试探。
Thirdly,
第三点
，we need.To acknowledge his sovereignty.
我们需要承认他的主权。
This is one of my burden today.
这是我今天的第一个负担。
We need to know that God still sits at the throne.
我们需要知道说神仍然坐在宝座上。
Let me read to you Jeremiah 27:6.
我们来读耶利米书27章第六节。
27 verse 6 it says, And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant,And the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him.
现在我将这些地都交给我仆人巴比伦王布贾尼撒的手，我也将田野的走他使用。
When I was young, I read this verse. I said maybe something's wrong.
当我小的时候，我读这句话的时候，我觉得肯定是错了。
How could Nebuchadnezzar, a secular king who persecuted the children of Israel and took captive of the Jews to Babylon, God called him my servant?
这个尼布贾尼撒把掳掠了以色列人的这个人，神怎么能够称他为仆人
？Yet we know God used King Nebuchadnezzar as an instrument to what discipline the children of Israel.
但是我们知道神是用尼布贾尼撒作为这个管教以色列人的一个工具。
The king of these Israelites sin against God through idolatry.
以色列人因着拜偶像得罪神。
They didn't keep the Sabbath.
他们没有守安息日。
And they need to be disciplined by that.
他们需要被神所管教。
So what did King do? What did the Lord do? The Lord called Nebuchadnezzar to what? To cause the children of Israel to be captive for 70 years.
所以神就让尼布贾尼撒王掳掠了70年。
This is what we call God's sovereign arrangement.
这就是神的主权。
Another Isaiah 44.
另外一处是以赛亚书第44章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
And thus says of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid.
论古列说，他是我的牧人，必成就我所喜悦的，必下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。
After 70 years has passed.
七十年以后。
God used another king called King Cyrus.
神就用另外一个王叫古列王。
To gather the children of Israel to what? To rebuild the what? Not only the city walls, but also the temple.
不光是建了这个耶路撒冷的城，也建了圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, these are all secular kings.
这些都是属地的王。
Yet God used them.
但是神使用他们。
In order to fulfill His purpose.
来完成他的旨意。
Today, do we believe God is using?Everything around us for His purpose. Yes, we do.
今天我们相信神用我们周围的环境来完成他的目的吗？是的。
Let me read you again in Luke chapter 21.
我们来读路加福音一章。
21 verse 17 and 18.
七节十八节。
And ye shall be hated all men for my name's sake.
你们要为我的名被众人恨恶。
But there shall not a hair of your head perish.
然而你们连一根头发也不损坏。
In other words, without God's permission.
换句话说，没有神的许可。
Not one hair.Off our head will perish.
我们头上没有一根头发可以损坏。
This is God's sovereign arrangement.
这就是神的主权。
Everything happened to us.
每一件发生我们身上的事
情。Will not happen unless God permits.
不会发生，除非神许可。
You know, a lot of times we felt like you know, God is my friend.
很多时候我们觉得说神是我们的朋友。
Yes, indeed, he is our friend.
是的，他是我们的朋友。
Every time we need him, he's there.
我们需要他的时候，他总在那里。
When we are lonely, he's our companion.
我们寂寞的时候，他是我们的伴侣。
When we need help, he's there to what? Extend his hand towards us.
我们需要帮助的时候，他总是伸出手来帮助我们。
But brothers and sisters, we do need to remind you.
但是弟兄姊妹，需要提醒你。
He never ceases to be the one who's sitting on the throne.
他从来没有停止，那是那个宝座上的王。
And we need to acknowledge that.
我们需要承认那一点。
And you know, a lot of young people feel like, Lord is my buddy.
很多时候年轻人觉得说，主是我的那个亲密的朋友。
Brothers and sisters, he is not your buddy.
他不是你的那个朋友。
He is your king sitting on the throne.
他是你的王坐在宝座上。
He is the one ruling over you.
他是那个掌管你的那一位。
And let me tell you, anybody who try to what? To go against God's sovereignty.
任何一个来阻挡神权柄的人,
will put himself in harm's way.
就使他自己受伤害。
Look at Pharaoh.
看看法老。
You know, the Lord called, tell Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve him.
神跟摩西说, 告诉法老, 让我的百姓去服侍我。
And Pharaoh said, who is your God that I should let these people go?
法老说, 谁是那位你的神, 使我让你的百姓去。
Immediately what? The 10 plagues came to Egypt.
很快那个就有十个灾临到, 法老。
Practically, it destroyed Egypt.
实际上是, 破坏了埃及。
Until, you know, Pharaoh knew that this one who is above is sovereign over him.
直到法老承认说, 这个人在他, 这个神在他身上有主权。
It's, you know, as I was preparing this, all these verses start to pop in.
当我在预备这个信息的时候, 所有这些话都出现在我脑海里。
You know, look at Daniel chapter 3.
我们看看但以理书。
Daniel chapter 4, I should say.
但以理书第四章,
this is concerning Nebuchadnezzar.
这是讲到尼布甲尼撒。
No, God is merciful to Nebuchadnezzar.
神对尼布甲尼撒有怜悯。
He is able to build Babylon.
他能够建立耶路撒巴比伦。
Chapter 4 says, verse 30, and the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Chapter 4, verse 30. Daniel chapter
4.
So, verse 31. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee.
这话在王口中上完，有声音从天降下。尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。
In order to make the story short, he became insane.
长话短说，他就成了一个发了疯的人。
And they drive him out.
他被赶出去。
He lived like a wild beast.
他像一个野兽一样。
Now, until one day,
直到有一天,
he recognized God's sovereignty.
他承认了神的主权。
And he says in verse 34,
第34节,
at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, I praise and honor him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation.
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
Verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his watchmen, and those that work in pride, he is able to abase.
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平，那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。
My point is this.
我的重点是,
in that if we don't recognize God's sovereignty,
如果我们不承认神的主权,
we will be just like these people.
我们就像他一样。
You know, this is powerful king.
这是一个非常有力的王。
He is the ruler of an empire.
是一个帝国的王。
When he did not recognize God's sovereignty,
当他不承认神的权柄的时候,
he feels that he is the one who built Babylon.
他觉得是他建立了巴比伦。
He suffered consequences.
他就承担那个后果。
Young people, you should know God is the one who rules over all.
年轻人，你需要知道说是主作王掌权。
Look at all these things happening to us today.
看看发生在我们周围的事情。
Look at the election.
看看那个选举。
Do you believe God is in control? Yes, he is.
你相信神作王掌权吗? 是的。
You know, I'm not Democrat or Republican, okay?
我这里既不赞成 民主的共和党。
But we are here for the one who rules over all.
我们在这里是为那做王掌权的那一位。
But the thing is, you know, when I look at the news, all these proceedings,
我看看所有这些选举的消息。
I said this person will never win.
我说这个人不可能赢。
The way he speaks, Lord Jesus.
他讲话这个样子实在是。
But he wins.
但他的确是赢了。
I tell you, my mom is very keen in looking at this news.
我母亲关注这些新闻。
My mom said he will never win.
我的母亲说他不可能赢。
At 10:30, the numbers start to go up.
在十点半的时候，他的那个投票开始上升。
My mom said he's going to win.
我母亲说他要赢了。
My mom never stayed at the 12 o'clock.
我母亲从来不等到十二点。
He said, "I said, Mom, go to sleep. He will win."
我说妈妈，你去睡觉了，他会赢的。
Indeed, he win.
他的确是赢了。
Do you think this is just something funny? No, this is God's work.
你觉得这是很可笑的事吗？这是神的工作。
This election, I just learned one important lesson.
这次的选举，我学会了一个重要的功课。
God rules over all.
神掌权。
It is not the Democrat, it's not the Republican, it's not how you do it, it's God who control everything.
既不是民主党，也不是共和党，也不管你做什么，是神掌管一切。
Today, how we need to what? To humble ourselves before Him.
今天我们需要在神面前谦卑自己。
Lord, you are the God of heaven.
神，你是天地的主。
You are the God of earth.
你是天地的主。
Today I just bow down before you.
我今天就是匍匐在你的面前。
Secondly,
第二点。
We know not only he is sovereign.
不光他有那个主权。
It says here he is the terrible God.
他也是个大而可畏的神。
That terrible means awesome.
换句话他是可畏的。
Which means he is holy.
也就是说他是圣洁的。
Not only he is sovereign over all, he is a holy God.
他不光是有主权，他也是个圣洁的神。
He cannot and he will not admit sin in his presence.
在他的面前不能有罪。
A lot of times our sin had not, no, our prayer has not been answered.
很多时候我们的祷告不蒙垂听。
It's because there is sin in our midst.
是因为在我们中间有罪。
There is sin in our hearts.
在我们的心里面有罪。
That's why Nehemiah, when he prayed before heaven,
所以尼希米在神面前祷告的时候
he said, Lord, forgive our sins and the sins of my father's house.
所以他说请赦免我和我父家的罪。
Today, brothers and sisters, when we pray before God,
弟兄姊妹当我们在神面前祷告的时候
do we repent first of our sins?
是我们是不是承认我们的罪。
A lot of times when I hear the prayers of the saints,
当我听到圣徒的祷告的时候
even when in our individual prayer,
在我们个人的祷告里
very seldom do I hear repentance.
我很少听到悔改的祷告。
Today, brothers, we need to repent of our sins.
我们需要悔改。
Sins that are known, sins that are unknown sins.
是知道的罪或不知道的罪。
A lot of times when we go through the things we see around us,
很多时候看到我们周围发生的事情
the thing we hear,
这我们听到的事情
it contaminates us.
是使我们受污秽。
This contamination cannot come before the presence of God.
这个污秽不能出现在神的面前。
Therefore, when we come before Him, the first thing we need to do is to confess our sin.
所以我们来到神面前，第一件事情需要承认我们的罪。
And when we confess our sin, God promises us He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以当我们认罪的时候，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Especially the young ones, we need to learn how to confess our sin.
所以年轻人，我们需要来承认我们的罪。
Don't think I'm so good, I'm better.Than other people, I can come before God. No.
不要觉得说我这样好，我比别人好，所以我可以来到神面前。
Our righteousness are but filthy rags before God.
我们的义不过是破衣烂衫。
And therefore, we have no way to come before the presence of God.
所以我们不可能来到神的面前。
Only through the blood of Jesus can we come before Him.
只有借着主的宝血，我们才能来到神的面前。
Therefore, we need to confess our sin.
所以我们需要承认我们的罪。
Because He is a holy God.
因为他是一个圣洁的神。
Thirdly,
第三点
we need to feel that we are inadequate.
我们要知道说我们自己是不够用的。
Not only he's a sovereign one, not only he's a holy and awesome God, we need to feel inadequate.
不光他是一个有作王掌权，也不光因为他是圣洁公义圣洁的神，我们也要知道说我们是不足的。
When Nehemiah came before God,
当尼希米来到神面前的时候
he said, Lord, I'm just a king cup bearer.
他说主啊，我不过就是神王的酒盛。
In other words, what can I do, Lord?
换句话说，我能做什么呢？
In my position, I'm inadequate.
在我的位置里面，我实在是一个不够用的人。
You know, we have, but if you read 1 Kings chapter 3,
如果你读列王记上第三章，
this is the prayer of King Solomon.
这是扫罗门王的祷告。
When he was made king over Israel,
当他成为以色列的王的时候，
he said, Lord, I cannot go. I don't know how to go in. I don't know how to go out.
他说，神呐，我不知道怎样出入。
I'm just like a child.
我只是一个幼童。
Now you put me to rule.This great people.
你让我来管理这众多的民。
This is what a prayer of inadequacy.
这是一个感觉自己不足的祷告。
Today, that's why when he felt inadequate.
所以当他觉得自己不够用的
时候 He said, Lord, give me wisdom how to rule your people.
请你给我智慧让我知道怎样来管理这个百姓。
This should be our attitude before God.
这是我们在神面前的一个态度。
We need to feel inadequate.
我们应该觉得自己不够。
You know, a lot of times in the start, when we start to serve,
很多时候当我们开始服侍的时候
We always pray, Lord, you know, you got to help me.
我们总是祷告说主啊你帮助我。
I don't know how to serve.
我不知道怎么服侍。
I don't know how to go in, how
我不知道怎么出入。
And you know what?When we open our God and you know ourselves before Him, God starts to work in us.
当我们在神面前敞开我们的心谦卑的时候，神开始工作。
But the problem is,
但是问题是
after we serve for a while,
当我们服侍了一段时间以后
we gain all this experience.
我们得了一些经历
we start to have confidence.
我们就开始自信
Oh, I can do it.
我能够做。
So when problem arose,
当问题出现的时候
we feel that we are adequate enough to face this problem.
我们觉得说我们自己可以来面对这个问题。
Verses, let these be a warning to us.
这是一个我们的警告。
Whether you are only this is the first day of your service,
不管这是你第一次的服侍
or you might be serving for the Lord for 20 years,
也许你服侍神20年了。
Every service always is a starting point.
每一次的服侍都是一个起点。
We need to feel inadequate.
我们需要感觉自己不够。
And when we feel inadequate,
如果我们当感觉自己不够的
时候 the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19,
腓立比书第四章
十九节 and God shall fulfill all our needs.
神要供给我们，使我们一切所需用的都。
According to the riches of His glory, Jesus.
照着他基督在基督耶稣里照着他荣耀的丰富。
Mercy are inadequate.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们是不够用的。
But God is great.
但是神是够用的。
The end of man is the beginning of God.
人的人的尽头是神的开始。
Lastly,
最后
we should be willing.
我们需要愿意。
You know, we should be willing.
我们需要愿意。
God called us.
神呼召了我们。
You know, even though we are unworthy,
虽然我们不配。
Thank God, God gave us the privilege to call us to serve Him.
但神却给我们这个特权，使我们来呼召我们来服侍他。
But what is the first service we rendered?
我们第一次的服侍是什么呢
？Romans 12 verse 1 says.
罗马书第十二章。
Therefore, my brethren.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
By the mercies of God.
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
You present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
把你的身体献上，当作活祭。
As it is acceptable before God, and which is your reasonable service.
是圣洁的，神所喜悦的，这是你们理所当然的侍奉。
The first service that we render to God.
我们向神所奉献的第一个侍奉。
Is to what present our body a living sacrifice.
就是把我们的身体献上。
In other words, make it more simple. It is to consecrate ourselves before God.
也就是说，在神面前分别为圣。
In other words, no longer I, but it is Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Before it is what I want that matters.
以前是我想要什么很重要。
Now it is what God that matters.
现在是神要什么。
It is not what my way that do it.
不是我的方法。
It is what God ways to do it.
那是神的方法。
You know, if we have this kind of willing heart to present ourselves before God as a living sacrifice.
如果我们在神面前有这样愿意的心，把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
If we consecrate ourselves before God.
如果我们在神面前分别为圣。
Let Him lead us.
让他来带领我们。
Like a shepherd leading his sheep.
像一个牧人带领羊一样。
Then God has a way in us.
神就能够带领我们。
And lastly.
最后。
The result of service.
这个服侍的结果
God is able to do something marvelous.
神就能够在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
You can see in Nehemiah.
你可以看见尼希米记
上。Such an impossible situation.
是这样一个不可能的情况。
Only a cupbearer of the king.
只是王的一个酒政。
God gave him wisdom.
神给他智慧。
He gathered the people together to become a what? An army.
把百姓们聚集成为一个军队。
God gave him a courage.
神给他胆。
To fight those impossible odds.
来抵挡这些不可能的事情。
And God gave him confidence.
神给他信心。
To rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and set up the gates.
能够重建耶路撒冷城墙，安门栓。
But one day this city might continue to be the testimony of God.
有一天这个城仍然能够成为神的见证。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Who are we to bear the ministry of this new covenant?
我们是谁能够承担新约的职事呢
？We don't.
我们不能。
This is so big a ministry.
这是一个这么大的职事。
This is the ministry of the new covenant.
这是新约的服侍。
No matter how long we are in the Lord,
不管我们在主里有多久
we have no way, we are not inadequate enough to bear the ministry of the new covenant.
我们不可能成为这个新约的执事。
But today in Him we are able.
但是在他里面我们可以。
Because He calls us able.
因为他使我们能够。
He enable us.
他能够使我们。
Today, brothers, we can serve Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够服侍他。
It is all because of him.
都是因着他。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神下怜悯。
These few words of encouragement.
这几句话语。
Once again, because God, rise up again.
能够使我们兴起。
To serve him and worship him.
能够来服侍他，来敬拜他。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you for your speaking.
谢谢你的讲话。
Oh Lord, we just admit before you we are inadequate.
我们在你面前承认我们是这样子的不足。
We are sinful.
我们是犯罪的。
We are only like Nehemiah, a cupbearer of the king.
我们像尼希米一样，不过是王的酒杖。
But thank you, Lord, you are the one who enable us.
但是感谢神，你是那位使我们能的神。
Oh, that enable us to be the bearer of this new covenant.
使我们能够成为新约的执事。
And today we can serve you.
今天我们可以服侍你。
It's all because of your mercy and your grace.
都是因着你的怜悯和恩典。
Therefore, we humble ourselves before you.
所以我们在你面前谦卑。
On the other hand, we thank you.
但另一方面，我们感谢。
On the other hand, we want to say, Lord, we are fully dependent on you.
我们完完全全的仰望你。
It's no longer I.
不再是我。
It is your Son who dwells in us.
是你的儿子在我们里面居住。
Lord, have mercy on us, we as your servant.
求你向我们有怜悯，我们是你的仆人。
Come to speak in our hearts.
请你继续说。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.